The Gemara Masechta Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us Rabbanah have a Kmitzayim Marata. Rabbanah would mark the Kvarim to make sure that people would recognize where there was a kever, and that they would obviously avoid coming in contact with that kever. And the Rishonim explain, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef explains, because we know Kohanim are not allowed to become Tameh, so Rabbanah was careful to mark off the Kvarim so the Kohanim should remain, stay away from them and not become Tameh. Which is an interesting point, because it's a very famous Machloikus Rishonim. The Rambam opinion is that even if a Kohen is already Tameh with Tumas Meis, he may not become Tameh again. And every time a Kohen, according to the Rambam, becomes Tameh, he's Chayv Malkus. The Ravid disagrees. And that's what the Ravid says. The Kohanim Bezman Hazeh already Tameh. And the rabbit says, "But mechayiv osam." Somebody would say that a kohen becomes chayiv for becoming tamei. Bezman hazeh olav lahavi raya. There's a question: how far the rabbit goes with this opinion? Some say that the rabbit means to say that there's not even an issa derabbanon for a kohen to become tamei bezman hazeh. And that's what Rabbi Kiv Eger says is what the Ravid means to say with the words Shemachayiv Olav Lahavi Raya. What the Ravid's trying to say is, I am so convinced that a Kohen may become Tameh if he's already Tameh, to the degree that I say Shemachayiv Olav Lahavi Raya, that he has no Isra at all. Ask the Mishnah Melech. The Gemara says that Rabbanah marked off the Kvarim in order that the Kohanim should not come in contact with Tumah. But ask the Mishnah Melech if we follow the opinion of the Ravid, that there is no Issa Tumah for Kohanim to become Tameh, and particularly as Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there isn't even an Issa Derabbanon. Why was there a need to mark off those kvarim? So the Mishnah Melech says that in the time of the Amoraim, they still had the Eifah Parah. He quotes a Gemara Masechta Nida, Davov Mebeis, where Ula says that Chavelu Shebegolul, our colleagues in Golul, Haimetarim Yayin Veshmam Namlam Nachos, they used to make sure that their wine and oil were kept tar, because they believed, as we all do, Meheri Yibor HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will immediately be built, and they'll need them to prepare the Korban Mincha. Now, if there was no Eifah Parah, how could they ever have people that were completely tar to prepare that oil and wine? It must be that even though the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed and it was the time of the Meroim, they still had Eifah Parah. Another pshat that the Karen Oira suggests, that even according to the Ravid, what the Ravid means to say is that if a Kohen is Tameh, he may become Tameh again. But certainly the Ravid agrees that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tameh the first time. And therefore, says the Karen Oira, He marked those kvarim to prevent Kohanim who had never been exposed to Tumah from becoming Tameh. However, the Chasam Sofer and the Miches Chinuch, disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva Eger, say that even the Ravid only meant to say that there is no Issa Daraisa for Kohen to become Tameh if he is already Tameh. But They say that the Ravid will agree that a Kohen who's Tamei Meis still may not become Tamei again midrabbanan. And that's why Rabbanu was marking off the Kfarim to avoid the Kohanim, to prevent the Kohanim from becoming Tamei, albeit midrabbanan. So continues the Gemara, Kimata l'marta d'Avram, when he got to the caver of Avram Avinu, Ashkechel Yezav and Avram, the Koy Kamei Gabah. The Gemara goes to the entire story, how Eliezer was standing, preventing anyone from coming in to where Avram and Sarah were buried. So Rishonim ask that the Gemara Masechta to Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, quotes a machloikus of the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, if kivrei akum are metama ba'oil. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is that they are not metama, because the pasuk says, Adam ki yomus ba'oil, v'ayv de kechavim einen mekroim Adam, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'atem tzoyni tzoy marisi, Adam atem. And the Gemara Darshins, according to Shimon ben Yochai, Atem Kruim Adam, Ve'ena Oivdi Kachavim Kruim Adam. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Kivrei Akum Anat Metamei. The Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan hold that Kivrei Akum are Metama. The Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that kivrei akum anam metama. So therefore, as the Rishonim, why did Rabbi Noah and Al Gemara have to mark off the kever of Avram Avinu and the kever of Adam? They weren't Yisraelim, and if they're not Yisraelim, they're not metamei ba'oil. And there are quite a few answers offered by the Rishonim to answer this question. Tosfos here says that even though Kivrei Akum Anam Metama, Adam Arishin was different, because Adam Arishin is called Adam. So the whole reason why Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that Kivrei Akum Anam Metama, because they're not considered Adam, Adam Arishin was certainly considered an Adam. And so too, Avram Avinu was called Adam, as the Pasuk in Yeshua says, the Pasuk, Ha'adam HaGadol. And the Gemara says, who is Adam HaGadol? Avram Avinu. And therefore, Avram and Adam are considered Yisraelim that are metam ba'oil. Tosfos Masechta Nida, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Derei Maskil V'Ein, says a different teretz. The when is there a difference between Akum and Yisraelim in giving off Tuma? That's only after the Torah was given. At that point, there was a separation that Yisraelim are Metama and Akum are not Metama. But before Kabbalah Satorah, everybody was treated the same. And Adam and Avram Avinu obviously lived in the time before Kabbalah Satayra, and therefore they give off Tuma. The Ramban, the Ran, say indeed, Kivrei Akum Anat Metama, but to say that Avram Avinu, to say that Adam Rishon should be treated in a way different than all other Yisraelim, that they're not Metamei, was something that Rabbanu felt was a show of disrespect to them. And therefore, out of respect, he marked off their kfarim, that their kfarim should not be different than any other Kivrei Yisrael. The Ran and the Nemuke Yosef answer that even if Kivrei Akum are not Metama Ba'oil, they are Metama B'maga. And therefore, the reason he marked off those kfarim was not to avoid Tumas Oil, but to avoid Tumas Maga. The Rambam, however, disagrees, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perik Tes, Halacha Dalit says, the Kivri Akum of not Metam B'maga, he says the Maga and Tumas Oil travel together. And if we're saying that there's no Tumas Oil by Kivri Akum, there is not going to be any Tumas Oil, Tumas Maga either. The Ritva says that even though Kivri Akum of not Metama, he says, since Avram Avinu was a Navi, and so too was Adam Rishon, a person who's in the Madrega of a Navi or is different, and therefore the exclusion of Kivrei Akum does not apply to such a person. Dorich Mishor says that in general, we need to understand this Gemara. Because here we're talking about the Maris Machpelah. Everybody knew the Maris Machpelah. So yes, if there's a grave that people are not familiar with, so there we have to mark it off. Does the Maris Machpelah need to be marked off? So he therefore takes an approach, and the Yavetz takes the same approach, it seems, that he didn't mark off the Maris HaMachpelah because he was concerned that of Tumah, it's Kivrei Akum, and Kivrei Akum don't give off Tumah. The reason he was marked it off is because he wanted everybody to recognize that this was the Maris HaMachpelah, and people will come to daven there. Reb Chaim says a different pshat. He says that we know, and there are many episodes throughout Shas and other places that discuss, that tzaddikim, after their nifter, do not decompose. And therefore, although Avraham Avinu and other Rishon were in the world before Kabbalah, were in the world where there were no Yisrael, and therefore they were halachically considered Akum at the time of their death. However, since their bodies remained whole, and it's clear in our Gemara that that was the case, so when the Torah was ultimately given, they, at that point, got the status of Yisrael. It's inconceivable, says Reb Chaim, to say that Avraham Avinu should not be considered part of Klal Yisrael at that time if he's Avraham Avinu. And therefore, since his body and the body of Adam Rishon was still whole at that time, even though when they were first buried, they weren't Metama Ba'il, because at that point they were still in the category of Akum, once the Torah was given, their bodies, given that they were still not decomposed, now have the din of Kivrei Yisrael that are Metama Ba'il.